Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to take you back, Kennedy, to a moment in time in the playoffs. It was the AFC Championship game, and Danny Amendola was the star for the New England Patriots. He helped us get to the Super Bowl.
Brady under center, second and goal. Fake it to White. Looking around, has time, throws it. Did he get the feet down? What an effort! Touchdown, Amendola! Tom Brady does it again!
So Danny Amendola helped us win the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, and then he went off to greener pastures in Miami. Now he plays for Detroit. And he was dating this girl on and off again, Olivia Culpo, who's very famous on social media.
She's from here. She's a hometown girl.
Awesome.
She is a hometown girl. And I guess over the weekend, she was at Coachella, and there was a clickbait story out there that says she was snuggled up to this famous DJ Zedd. I guess this got under Danny Amendola's skin because people were tagging him, and he went on a rant. I have the rant, and I would like to read to you some of the rant, if that's okay, Kennedy.
Some, please, because all I can't say.
It's like the Mueller report. It's redacted.
There is a lot to it. He says, I believe there should be boundaries, a private life, and social media. Olivia believes in a fishbowl lifestyle. The fundamental differences was huge in our relationship. If you're my real friend, you know I'm private. My mother, my brother, my father, my nephew, they're closest to me in this world, and you don't see one picture of them. And that's for their protection. I believe in nailing picture frames on the inside of my house to remind those of the love that I have for the people that I care for. Olivia chooses and wants to be noticed on the internet and in Hollywood and to make money, which was hard for me. The only reason I'm writing this post is because whether I liked it or not, we lived in the public eye. Some of it is amazing. I've met some of the nicest people. Just like any other loving relationship, we fought a lot. And a lot of the time it was my fault because, let's be honest, I can be an idiot. But yep, she's bleeped up too. And if you cross me, I'm a hard MF-er to deal with. The universe brought her and I together to enjoy life and to learn. We celebrated that as often as we could. And the sex was blanking crazy too. She gets so mad at me for not posting her on social media, but I think this stuff is fake and it's toxic. Sometimes I guess it can be beautiful. The sexy IG pics, I have a whole bunch of stuff on my iPhone. It is funny, it's embarrassing. However, living in a public image isn't my choice. It's something I've learned to deal with. Reading all these wild stories about her, seeing her with other men, I just want to personally clear the air out there. We've been on and off again for a long time and not happy together. As of late, I'm not sure what's in the future, but the only thing I care about is her happiness. And if that's dancing with some scrony, S-C-R-O-N-Y, little bleep, so be it. I'm happy. With that said, live on. My beautiful ex-girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. That is Danny Amendola talking about his ex, Olivia Culpo, who was spotted at Coachella with another
Danny
dude over the weekend.
I can't.
Thoughts?
I just can't.
Go ahead.
It just upsets me so much because if you're in a relationship with somebody for that long and you claim that you loved them, you don't share stuff like this. You don't belittle somebody because that is her job. Her job is to post photos. She was in Sports Illustrated. She has a clothing line. It is her job to post photos on social media. That is her job. And for you to come for her and belittle her and make her feel just so small and insignificant is disgusting. He's a disgusting human being.
So I feel, and I'm coming at this from a different place. I've been thinking about this for a minute here. You know, being in the public eye for myself has ultimately ruined a couple of relationships in my life. People who wanted it and liked being famous until they didn't.
Sure.
And then suddenly I had to turn it all off. And I respect that and I understand that. And I don't know the conversation that the two of them might have had that said, can we just not? So that I get. I understand it. And you have to be respectful of it even if you don't want to. And it gets you in trouble when you accidentally do it and then get in trouble again.
Yep.
But the thing that stands out for me is him talking about their sex life. Like, that's just gross.
That is gross.
And the fact that he was so catty about this boy and calling him names and what he looks like and whatever.
Trivial.
Like, you don't get both.
Right.
No.
That's just my take.
He's a football player.
I guess
that's,
from
that's all I'm going to say. He's
I guess
a football player.
I guess for me, and I had a chance to meet Danny Amendola. Salt and I actually hosted an event with him, and again, it was just a short moment of time that we got to hang out with him. But my perspective of him is he is a really good dude, and he just let it get away from him on this one. He made a mistake.
Right away,
he
so.
Got sucked in. He got caught up in the moment. He was angry. Social media was coming at him. And I don't know if you saw what Julian Edelman posted on his Instagram. It just there was a one-line thing that said, dude, get off Instagram. And that is a true friend because you get caught up in it.
No, a true friend would have called him. A true friend wouldn't have posted it because that's clickbait too, Carson. Well, I'm sorry. You're jumping right in the same pool.
But you just get caught up in it. You know, you see this stuff and you're trying to be the good dude and then people keep adding you and tagging you. And it just ends up being two adults being petty and fighting when both of them should have just left well enough alone, but they didn't.
And I think to say that your phone is full of pictures, that's blackmail. If you're saying you can post these things and embarrass her, that's disgusting. I just think it speaks to who he is. I think it's gross.
Yeah. I don't know if that's who he is. I think he made a mistake.
It's a big mistake. I think
his biggest mistake was the spelling error.
Fact!
Because that's literally the headline everywhere was hashtag scrony.
Scrony. Bro. SCR, scrony bro. He did. The quote is, let me read it again.
So catty.
And if that's dancing with scrony little bleep, so be it. S-C-R-O-N-Y.
Stop. So, you cheated on her. This is your, like, the relationship ended because of your infidelity.
Did he?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to come for her because she's having a good time at Coachella? Nope. Throw him away.
Allegedly.
Throw him away.
All right. Well, Salt put something together because he did notice the spelling error with him.
It was egregious.
And
it's an epidemic.
Okay.
It's an epidemic amongst former New England Patriot players.
Take a listen.
Has this ever happened to you after an Instagram post?
Oh my God. Did you guys read like Gronk's Instagram post? There were like 27 misspelled words or something.
Ooh, embarrassing. Well, not anymore. There's a new app directed at former New England Patriot players, both retired and traded alike. It's called Spellacheck. Sometimes you have to let the world know what your thoughts are, drunk or sober. And you don't have time to run it by your agent, your friends, or wait till you sober up. That's where Spellacheck comes involved. You won't make those embarrassing mistakes like spelling scrawny with an O.
Colleen, I feel like he totally spelled scrawny wrong. He spelled it with an O. He's so stupid. Hashtag loser.
Ouch, bro. Need some aloe? And it'll always give you the proper way to say your. So whether you're writing a retirement letter while you're sitting at the bar, or you're lashing out at an ex-girlfriend, spell a check. It's the former Patriot way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.